Enemies of the People, December 2022. Chapter 12, Dictating the Future. Without going so far as to pin the blame for the current techno-authoritarian agenda of the so-called Great Reset entirely on the Rothschilds, it is possible to state quite categorically that they are fully aligned with it. The Rothschilds are, for instance, involved in impact investment, the insidious means by which speculators aim to turn human lives into digital commodities, both through the asset management division of Rothschild & Co. with its Social Impact Investment Fund, and via their St. James's Place Charitable Foundation. And historical loan-based links between the Rothschilds and the papacy, the 1906 Jewish Encyclopedia described the Rothschilds as, quote, the guardians of the papal treasure, end quote, were reinforced in 2020 with the partnership between the Vatican and Lady Lynn Forrester de Rothschild's Coalition for Inclusive Capitalism, which very much shares the Davos worldview. The gold and diamonds of southern Africa provided an important boost to Rothschild wealth more than 100 years ago, and since the 1950s they have again been focusing on the potential profits to be extracted from that continent. In 1957, Guy de Rothschild gave a speech announcing that the Rothschilds were playing an active part in the COFEMA project involving mining and energy interests in Africa. He added, quote, "You will know that immense natural resources in western equatorial Africa, in Madagascar and in the Sahara will shortly be subject to exploitation thanks to some very significant financial creations in which our partners, both European and American, will be participating," end quote. This interest led to Edmond de Rothschild becoming the key player behind the World Conservation Bank, later renamed Global Environment Facility, GEF, the moving force behind the current fake green conservation movement trying to throw African pastoralists off their land in the name of protecting wildlife. The Corbett Report explains that the idea for an international conservation bank had been around for some time before France put forward a formal proposal at a joint ministerial meeting of the IMF in 1989. Quote, "The project was put under the umbrella of the World Bank, and by 1991 the World Conservation Bank was formally established," end quote. It adds that the GEF has made and co-financed tens of billions of dollars worth of grants and, quote, "is the funding mechanism for five different UN conventions, including the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change," end quote. As well as establishing so-called protected areas, it has funded Chinese companies producing solar cells and wind farm technology. Biotech and the associated transhumanist movement are a central part of the global agenda built around the UN Sustainable Development Goals, impact investment and the digital concentration camps known as smart cities. A very significant pioneer in this domain was Victor Rothschild, who worked for MI5 and for Royal Dutch Shell, as well as for NM Rothschild & Sons. According to the Rothschild archives, he was, quote, "a valued advisor on intelligence and science to both conservative and Labour governments," end quote, and even in his senior years worked as a security advisor to Rothschild friend Margaret Thatcher. They add, quote, "In 1981, Victor established Biotechnology Investments Limited, which became one of Europe's leading specialist biotech investment companies." A news report from 1999 states, quote, "Two of the largest biotechnology investment groups in the UK are negotiating a merger. Biotechnology Investments Limited and International Biotechnology Trust, both divisions of Rothschilds, London, are looking to broaden their investment portfolios by merging," end quote. The Rothschilds IBT says on its website that it, quote, "offers investors access to the fast-growing biotechnology sector," end quote, and that it is managed by an associated entity called SV Health Managers, LLP, who say, quote, "We seek breakthroughs that have the power to change the lives of millions," end quote. Predictably, in view of the Rothschilds' intimacy with UK governments, their biotech firms were involved in the country's response to COVID. IBT proudly relates that its investment manager, Kate Bingham, who is also a managing partner of SV Health Managers, was in May 2020, quote, "appointed chair of the UK Vaccine Task Force, reporting to the Prime Minister to lead UK efforts to find and manufacture a COVID-19 vaccine on a six-month engagement, stepping down as chair in December 2020. On December 8, 2020, the UK started COVID-19 vaccinations, the first Western country to do so. She was awarded a DBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours in June 2021 for services to the procurement, manufacture and distribution of COVID-19 vaccines. End quote. There was some controversy around Bingham, not least the less than transparent recruitment process that landed her this crucial role. The Observer reported at the time, quote, "As Kate Bingham, chair of the Vaccine Task Force, came under sustained scrutiny over the £670,000 budget she had allocated for public relations consultants, attention switched from her suitability for the role to her connections to the Conservative government. Managing partner of a private equity firm, SV Health Investors, involved for 30 years in pharmaceutical investment, she is also married to a Tory MP, Jesse Norman, who was at Eton at the same time as Johnson, and she went to private school with Rachel Johnson, the Prime Minister's sister." End quote. Rothschild employee Bingham, a self-declared venture capitalist, has been back in the news more recently. She was quoted by The Guardian on November 30th, 2022, as warning that the UK was, quote, "not in a significantly better place to deal with a new pandemic." End quote. The report credits Bingham with, quote, "putting the UK on the front foot for early deployment of vaccines during the pandemic," quote, end quote, and says she is calling for an, quote, "expert leader," end quote, to coordinate the country's future vaccine policies. It doesn't specify whether she has herself in mind. The most blatant embrace of the Great Reset by a Rothschild concern probably comes from the Edmond de Rothschild entity, which is based in Geneva, Switzerland, but boasts a, quote, "global presence," end quote, with offices in Belgium, France, Germany, the UK, Israel, Italy, Luxembourg, Monaco, Portugal, Spain, the Netherlands, and the United Arab Emirates. It uses the same pompous tone deployed by Klaus Schwab at the WEF, also coincidentally based in Switzerland with a global presence, when it declares, quote, "we are bold builders of the future," end quote. It adds tellingly, quote, "at Edmond de Rothschild, we believe that wealth is what tomorrow can be made of," end quote. The Swiss-based Rothschilds happily endorse the whole false industrial revolution circus in the form of farming 4.0, digital lifestyle, cybersecurity, and sustainable governance. They're also very interested, as already mentioned, in human capital, and when Ariane Rothschild took over the group in 2015, she reinforced its impact investment strategy. In her message to the group's 2021 annual report, we learn that it has established a strategic partnership in the realm of innovative food, technology linked to alternative proteins, new agricultural systems, and the creation of digital solutions to nutrition. Referring in good Schwabian style to the deep and irreversible impact that the pandemic has had on our ways of living, in quotes, Rothschild assures investment clients that she and her team will remain a step ahead of the major growth tendencies of tomorrow.